Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome back to another Extended Joint Flight Cast. It's your girl, Anita Flying High. I'm happy to do, happy to be back. I guess the last podcast, we talked about a lot of things. This one, apparently, we celebrate. There's a month for women to celebrate them being, us appreciating women. And I'm into sports. So the March Madness is happening where I'm staying. Actually, I just found out downtown in San Antonio for the women this year, and apparently the weight rooms just the Oregon player Sedona Prince, she posted on Twitter the weight room differentials and calling out NCAA, talking to explaining like, hey, what's going on. And I thought that was pretty funny. These are just weights, right? We were just talking about the weights between the men and women. But I was just thinking about, if they're having fans there or no fans, especially because all these, we're supposed to be gathering during these big sports events because that's what they always told us, right? And now they're telling us, no fans can go. It's kind of like, it doesn't make any sense, right? And so it was weird because I was also thinking about, okay, so if we're paying for subscriptions to watch these, to watch the players play, but to have the environment, the fans are included, a part of that TV subscription, what we subscribe to. Say I subscribe to having fans there, and I know automated, NBA 2K sounds as fans. But that's just something that's just blowing my mind, how they have some of these big ass stadiums empty. And we're really watching them play like by themselves, pretty much each other, each teams. So it's just my head. It bothers you. I guess it's just bothering me. It takes the enjoyment out of watching in a way. But that's something I just sometimes I get lost into. But anyways, what else happened? There was another shooting, right? Because they're still attempting to take our guns from us. Thankfully, people should be looking at Australia, for example, to keep your weapons. You have a weapon, and if we didn't live in a world where we have people in the government that are trying to kill you, you would think we wouldn't need weapons, but we have to use weapons to protect ourselves from our own government, because that's what it has come to. They have showed their hand so far, and if you haven't really seen the hand that they are showing, I really don't know what else to tell you. What else? What more else do people need for them to wake up and say, that the government is not helping us? It's all a play on the people, and I'm seeing the changes, but I see great changes in myself, which is very awesome. And I hope you see the changes in yourself as well. We are, like I said, becoming greater every single day, which is great. And we're remembering how great we are and how, we are the controllers of our reality. Especially with me, when I get to it now, like I know that the way I think and the way I feel is all me. It's me. This is how I see myself as being a spirit. It's how I clothe myself. And we can't really reveal too much to people about how we clothe ourselves because then people could see, poke holes, unfortunately. We have to know that people use your weakness for kindness and they manipulate. This is the world we live in, unfortunately. But we're getting through that collective energy of, this is not the world we want our children to grow up in, where manipulation and deceit and backhand deals go on behind the corner, and it's a small number of hands that are doing it, and it's collectively affecting the whole world, And so we have to let the people know, like, man, we have the numbers. We got the numbers off deck. And that's what's so awakening when it comes to how many of us there are compared to the people that you would say control the world, that rule people's minds, that rule people's principles and virtues, and how many of us there are more of. Some people have millions of fans, and the fact that they get used as puppets And then they get killed, you know? So you'll get killed. Like, they have no problem killing your ass. That's another thing people have to be aware of. Like, they have no problem killing you. And, you know, that's if you want to be in, like, you know, celebrity status, you know, I guess you would see. We can give the examples, but all of them, there's just so many, right? There's so many examples of the celebrities that get sacrificed. And I was, I've been tuning into Gematria News Effect, and he's been breaking down more of the Jesuits order and, like, you know, their certain dates and certain rituals they practice. Because he kind of fell back on the sports, but he still does the, he breaks down the sports and the connections and, you know, who's predicted to win. And you know, since I'm into sports, it's like, it's nice to just remember this all is rigged. It's all an illusion. It's all a lie. But it's another way to connect to people and help wake them up. When it comes to aspects, it's a bigger reach. It's a bigger pool. My pool is not so big, women's soccer, but, you know, it can get bigger, and I'm doing what I can with it. And I'm grateful, and I'm just continuing to share it. But I got, you already know, I got strikes. So I've been posting on Anita Flying High's channel, so if you want to check that out on YouTube. Same thing, you know, just right now, every day is new stuff. I hope you're going for your dreams. I hope you're striving to be your best self, going within and meeting with people that are not afraid to, you know, speak their truth. Because it's in war, and you have to know who's ready to, you know, hold their end of the deal and put their armor on and come out. And this is Aries season. And fight this war that we're having. It's great. It was so amazing because I was I tuned into another live stream, and like, it's so great to, like, not only, yes, we know we're building a virtual world, but it's better in the physical. But the fact that we can do live streams with people that you really resonate with and we all vibe out with is awesome. I was on the live with Esoteric Cloud Surfer and Spiritual Essence. There was a lot of them. I wasn't on it personally. I was participating. I was in the audience. But it was a great live. Definitely check them out on Instagram. I'm going to put that in the description. But just great energy, good vibes. What else has happened in this world besides just... Oh, yes, now I remember. When it came back to sports, it's kind of just like us eating at... When we enter... I mean, most of the masses are entering where they eat with mask on, and then they're taking the mask off and then eating, they're putting it back on and leaving. And, you know, it's like, I want to know, like, how long are people, is this it? Is this people? Is this the Walking Dead? Is this really how we're going to see people walking around with masks now? Are we really going to be seeing that? Like, even on advertisements, we can't even watch TV or just out in public, even when we want to go to the mall. Like, what? Is that? And so, it's pretty hilarious. So, in some of these athletes' cases, because they're so dumb, and I don't want to say they're dumb. I mean, and they're just athletic. But anyways, some of them came out, right, and talked about, oh, yeah, they had the virus, and then they cured themselves, right? And then they're... It, you know, back with the group, right? And there's no cure apparently, because apparently you could still catch coronavirus and test positive for it, even if you've had the vaccine, based upon the news. So nobody's really been cured if you claim you had it, because that's what the news is saying. This is the mindset they're putting people in. It's just like, what the fuck, bro? But anyways, what's so hilarious, because you're just seeing this, the fuck ups. Or just like these acting like that, like what are people doing participating in this ritual? And so, like, I'm seeing the athletes, right? They're going into like the pregame, the warm up, or like they're coming into the stadiums with their mask on, right? And then they're playing for like 90 plus minutes without one on. And then we see him post conference with one on. I'm just like, yo, y'all wildin'. Like, did we not just see them play 90 minutes with one off? It's just like eating, right? Just like eating. It's very dumb, and it's mocking us, and it's people really think it. They're very in their power in it, and it's very like you see it. You're almost like these people really think they're, how do you say, in the right. And it's messed up because their mind has been taken advantage of. Their mind has been taken. And there's still light at the end of the tunnel. You know, everybody wakes up at their own time. But also some good news. Apparently, like, I haven't been on TikTok, but there's a lot of, people that are waking up on TikTok, which is fantastic, and spreading their message, which is awesome. And that should be an inspiration. That we have to take control of the social media and be putting positive energy into social media, not negative. Because a lot of people hop on the social media and they feel all types of way. But if they hop on the social media, it's all about good vibes and chill, and everybody's, in their creative abilities and expressing with themselves, sharing. But we have to watch out and protect our energy. It's 2021. You know, there's vampires out here, people out here trying to take what you got. Take your energy. It's all about energy, y'all. They try to take your energy, deplete you, the government, the people around you, even yourself. You fuck around and fuck yourself up. And you know what I'm saying? When you speak negative about yourself, you know, you could just hurt your vibration, lower your vibration. So we definitely got to take we always have to remember we're in power. We're in the power. We're in the control. We're in the control. We're in the driver's seat. We're the power. We're the power. We're the people. And we have to always understand and be aware that, you know, the more we're aware, let them know how much we're aware of. Well, then they have to comply. You know, we don't believe anything that the government is telling us. Okay. We know every time we hop on the news, they lie. We know every time they have a headline because they have, it's another ritual and spell, you know. We know, and you have to know and be able to stand in that power so other people can join with you, right? And the more the teamwork makes the dream work, and then they have to play game. They have to play ball with us. They have to play. This is, you know, we're supposed to be living here in infinite abundance, not people are afraid of other people based upon a pandemic and fake pictures and fake, how the fuck did it get here from China if it ain't airborne and... Why is it, just lies, just from the beginning. They're fucked up. This lie was so big they fucked up. And it was time, honestly. We shouldn't promote them. They get enough energy. But it was time. I'm so happy that I fucking woke up. Like, and I'm happy many other people woke up because it's just a great time to be aware, to be able to create your reality, to be free. Like, just to be able to express yourself and be in that power of not giving a fuck what other people have to say or not, not worrying. That doesn't even come to mind because now you know how abundant and everything is a perspective. It's just your reality and nobody else can create your reality or hurt your reality as long as if you don't allow it. And, you just continue to... put out good energy, and good energy comes back to you. Every day is an uphill battle, you know what I'm saying? So you just continue to be great, and therefore could just happens, you know? I don't know, it's amazing to be aware of the greatness that we are, not being afraid to, one, just express gratitude of that, to know that, and allow others to know, like, this is... Don't be ashamed, especially with the children, to be confident. And if they're great, be confident in that. And that greatness lies in everything. And we have to stop categories and shit. Oh, but thank you. I'm happy I got to categories. I had a thought. So I have to look on, I don't know how I got to Ellen Page, aka now Elliot Page, because the gender roles, this shit got me wild, boy. When it comes to me, it's either you're female or male, and what we're seeing here, they are trying to make it one-ism, or like one, where you can be a woman and be called him and they, and weird stuff, but like, at the end of the day, after you there's either or, you're either a male or female. Everything else after that is just more lostness, right? Because we're none of these things. God damn it, we're using these things. But to see a lot of people, you know, gravitate and take onto that, we definitely gotta, what the fuck, be aware. What are they telling children in school, especially if your children go into these main schools? How are they educating the children when it comes to, you know, I guess, gender? And then, you know, they need to bring back the sex ed. They need to bring back sex ed. School needs to bring back all the shit that they took out, right? Because we know school is just another big, I heard somebody say, another big jail cell to put your mind in a jail cell, right? Give you the key. I mean, you know, give you the house, and they give us the key, and we lock the key. You know, we lock ourselves in the jail cell. And, you know, and they gave us all the language and logic to lock ourselves in, right? Because that's what they do. They're fucking, you know, deceitful, you know, just weak energy, really weak energy. They're weak because we see past it now and we're waking up. But anyways, what are the children are being educated and what are we teaching the children? And I've seen, I think language is something key that we have to start teaching the children, multiple languages if we can. We lack communication within each other. When you think about the languages that are most well known, you know, and I just think about American people. Like, I don't really know, just me, I only know one language, and I know a little bit of, and I'm learning Spanish. So, and I just look at some other countries where that's not even imaginable. They know 2, 3, 4, 5 multiple languages. And this is something that our mind can expand upon. This is what our mind can do. We could host so much information within us that is extraordinary. And so I definitely think the language, when it comes to the children, definitely have them teach them multiple languages. I've seen actually some sign language. I think that's vital as well. When I think about the people that cannot talk, cannot see, cannot hear, you know, how important role they play in our society. Some people sit in silence. They're always monks. You know, when you think about it, that's pretty incredible. You know, we talk about sitting in silence. Some people have sitting in silence for all their life. And so it's something to just remind ourselves and how to be grateful of the fact that we can hear, you know. Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? You know, stuff like that. It's just simple. This is the simple stuff that we got to remember to be grateful for. But when it comes to the children, definitely the languages, we have to be able to connect with each other in every way. But that's also how we got lost. We got lost in language. We got lost in man's light. We got lost in man's visions. And then we bore a cross for man's visions instead of our visions. Instead of going for our dreams and goals, we settle for someone else's dreams and goals. And, you know, that's ending. That time is now obsolete. We're in this new Aquarian age where it's time for new shit, new moves. And we definitely got to get on this shift and excel with each other and grow and expand with each other and connect with each other. Aquarius is the sign of astrology. Aquarius is, you know, I'm Aquarius moon. Aquarius is, you know, the 11th house is the 1-1, and I'm a life path number 1 based upon the magic square we live in. And, you know, the numerology, if you start to tap into more of this stuff, you're going to be on your way. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be manifesting with people around you that are all on the same frequency. It's going to be fantastic. That's what's so great. And that's what's so great about what's happening. Not only are we finding our voices, they're losing their power. They're losing the grip upon the people. And we're becoming free. We're becoming liberated. But then we have great power. We have to maintain it. We have to build. We have to cultivate. We have to grow. We have to share. We have to teach. We have to nurture. We have to do a lot of things. It ain't easy. The job ain't going to end once we liberate ourselves. It's just the beginning. You know, which is so fantastic. So I'm really enjoying my awakening so far, right now in the present moment, just sharing with you all how incredible and divinely this experience is for all of us. And we got to continue to move forward. And just remember, you know, we're never alone. The divine power is always be working and be protecting us and watching over us and guiding us and leading us. And, you know, the universe wants to know, like, you know what Dolo says, you know, are you a powerful spirit to be able to co-create your reality? Are you a weak one? You don't know where to use your power. You don't know where you're valuable at. You know what I'm saying? Or you're just going to be allow other people to use you. It's time for you to find what's within you, and nobody else is holding you back but yourself. And so you got to take that responsibility and look at yourself in the mirror and say it's time, you know, to shine. Because shit, that's all we've been doing. When we got here, man, we've been shining. That's all we've been doing is shining. Forever greatness. You know what I'm saying? Forever greatness. Forever infinite. You know, we give ourselves these words to hype ourselves up, to lift our spirits. But these words are powerful. These words have vibrations. These words have frequency. And, you know, the more you tap into it, and the more you continue to share, you know, you just, your energy, or the more you can accumulate, the more you can lose, in a way, you know, the yin and the yang. Like I said, with great power comes great responsibility. This ain't easy. Say it easy, but you be grateful, you know what I'm saying? You're strong, you're a powerful spirit, and you know what you came here to do, you know, and be your greatest, and doing it flawlessly and flawless. You know what I'm saying? And man, I just feel so great today, and I hope you had a great day. It's Mercury Day, so Mercury coming through today, I think. Mercury coming through. I got my Mercury in Taurus. So I might talk slow, but anyways, I'm a Gemini, third house star, but shit, I love to talk, and I just love to motivate, and I love to inspire, and I love, you know, just to be a good person. And I was actually watching a video, today. Shout out to, I think it's, what is it, Mark Hutchinson. Actually tuned into his 888 frequency meditations, but he had talked about being signs that you were chosen. No, he was like, you're awakening to being chosen. And at the end of it, he said, you know, you're awakening to being a chosen leader. And I was like, damn, like, that's right, a leader, like someone that stands in the front. There's no examples. It's you. It's all you. So everything that you have learned upon your experiences, you are leading from the front, the crowd. And shit, you know, we in this bitch. We taking it day by day. Life throws you obstacles. But it's all about how you give back up. You know what I'm saying? But shit, you just continue to stay in line. And you ain't got to feel these feelings. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a whole bunch of feelings that be weighed around. You stay spiritual, you stay at a spiritual equilibrium. You know what I'm saying? You use these things like it's your bitch. Because here, you know, people be playing with that, be twisting you, and they try to guilt trip you. But nowadays, we stand ready, because the people out here, you don't really know where they at. And you got to make sure you're at a level head and stay focused. This is spiritual warfare out here, folks. They don't let them catch you slipping, because they always waiting. And I want y'all to know, your girl need a flying high right with you. So, thank y'all for tuning in to another extended joint flycast. I'm your host, Nita Flying High, and I'll catch y'all on the next one. Deuces.